You're listening to the Spiritual Love Podcast, helping you tune in to the frequency of love. The Spiritual Love Podcast is a podcast for women who want to get real about love and relationships while also focusing on healing, inner peace, and wellness. Through conversations and insights about love, dating, relationships, all matters of the heart, and more. I'm your host, Giovanna Tisdale, better known as the Spiritual Love Healer. I'm an intuitive healer, spiritual guide, and coach here to help you heal your heart so you can magnetize and manifest the love that you desire and deserve. Thank you so much for listening to the Spiritual Love Podcast. I'm your host, Giovanna, the Spiritual Love Healer. Today, I'm going to be talking about self-love and kind of just sharing the story behind how and why I created the course that I've recently launched, Renew You, Discover Self-Love. So for me, I know that self-love is absolutely an inside job. It's not something that someone or something outside of ourselves can really help us fulfill. It's something that has to come from within. Backstory, before I started a business, I had a blog. In fact, I built my first website probably like in 1998, 1999, back when like MySpace was the thing and there was all of like those glittery graphics of like the butterflies and the teddy bears and all of that stuff. And, you know, I knew from an early age that like I was here to help people, that the things that I went through were going to help other people. I just didn't know necessarily how to translate it. And one of the first websites I had, it was called Blue Diamond, A Diamond in the Rough. And I remember the background, it was blue. I found like these moving diamonds. It was a lot of fun. And it's where I started sharing some of the things that I was going through. Then after that, I kind of fell away from blogging and things like that. But it was always in the back of my mind. I think then I started really absorbing myself in art and creating art and things like that. And so then I had another site where I would like post my art and just talk about art, talk about the things that I went through. But ultimately, what kind of anchored me back into blogging was going through depression. I was hurting so deeply inside from a lot of things. I was in an abusive relationship and dealing with custody issues, and just everything around me was falling apart. Like the economy collapsed. Getting a job and keeping a job was like trying to hold on to a fish. They would come and go and come and go. But the beautiful thing about that experience, because everyone, you know, the story back then was you go to school, you get a job, you work there forever, and then you retire. And that's something that like my dad really like would drill in me. Oh, you need to get a good job. You need to get a good job. Every time I thought I had a quote unquote good job, I would be laid off or let go because they couldn't pay me, right? So that taught me that there's no such thing as a quote unquote good job, and that to control my personal economy, working for someone else wasn't going to do it, because at any moment I could be let go of. And that taught me not to put false hope in a steady paycheck. It feels steady, it feels permanent, it feels comfortable, it feels stable. But truthfully, at any given time, you know, we can lose a job. And so, you know, my identity used to be wrapped up in that, because it was, you're supposed to have a job. So if I couldn't keep a job, that meant something was wrong with me. It wasn't all the hundreds of other thousands or maybe millions of people who were also experiencing the same struggle because of the state of the world around us. So I decided that I knew that I was going to have my own business, but I also knew that I wanted to go in a industry that was always needed, and that was healthcare. So that was something I always like, studied healthcare. And so I did that. I went to school. I got an associate's in, I think, medical administration, bachelor's in healthcare business management, right? Massive student loan debt, because I'm trying to fulfill this dream, only to turn around and not be able to get a job in that field because I lacked experience. So I was like, okay, this is not working. I know all this backstory is like, what does this have to do with self-love? I'm getting there, I promise. You know, just all of these different experiences and these different changes led me to have to come to a deeper sense of self-love through my identity that was not tied to these different roles that were external to who I am. So even when everyone was telling me like, oh, you can't keep a job and you don't have this and you don't have that, intrinsically, I knew that I was still important, that I still mattered, that I was still worthy, that I was still deserving, even though the people around me and the situations in my life didn't necessarily mirror that, right? So I had to be in control of what I could control and release the rest. Like I couldn't control if a job was going to keep me on longer. I couldn't control if something temporary became permanent. You know, I could not control that. All I could do was show up, do my best, and, you know, let things fall where they may. So in the course of all of this devastation in my life, dealing with being abused, leaving a relationship, losing everything, losing job after job, trying to like find my footing in this world that seemed to be telling me that I did not belong in it, I had to learn to love myself because no one else was doing that for me or to me. Even like the friends I had at that time were like to them, like my life was like entertainment. It wasn't like, oh, I know so-and-so and you can go here and get a job. It was like, dang girl, what you gonna do? There was no like support or camaraderie or even empathy or compassion, you know, just reflecting back on that. It bewilders me that I actually lived through these experiences without support. And I think the only way that I was able to do that and successfully navigate these ground zero moments, these moments of darkness, of aloneness, and like even thinking about it, it brings tears to my eyes because I went through some really, really hard things. Being depressed, dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, crippling anxiety. Like literally crying every single day, almost all day. And it was uncontrollable. And the only thing that got me through it was knowing who I was and loving myself. When I created this course, I'm looking at the outline. It was May 1st, 2016. I was working in corporate America. I had a job that I liked. I actually loved my job. It was really easy, but it's started turning toxic because, anyways, I'm not even gonna get into that. But while I was working this job, that's where I was able to like take courses to learn how to become a coach. And that's when I started shifting my blog from just blogging to more focusing on, I want to use what I know, my life experiences, my spiritual practices to help other people. So then it shifted into my coaching business that kind of married in spiritual energy. So that's kind of how I got into spiritual healing and life coaching, sharing my story on my blog. And so I created this course in May of 2016, and it has never been released. I have been holding on to this thing. We are in 2022. Over 5 years ago that I created this course and I never put it out there into the world. But I wanted to create it for so many reasons, because in my experiences and different speaking engagements, I have met so many women, especially Black women, and these have been like older women as well, that tell me they don't love themselves. And they don't know how to love themselves. I will never forget, I gave a speech at this, I think it was like International Hair Day. And I was giving a speech on self-love and I was so nervous. I was absolutely nervous, but I did it. I showed up. I tried to do my best. I was sweating bullets. But I know my speech made an impact on people, as nervous and terrified as I was. I think that was like my first like public speaking engagement. And since then, I know I have grown in my voice and how I deliver my messages and all of that. But even with me up there, wobbly, I won't say wobbly. I wasn't visibly shaking, or I could have been. I don't know. But feeling like so nervous and wanting to really have an impact, and feeling like I bombed it, like, girl, you did not do okay, right? Of course, like inside, I'm like, oh my gosh, I should have did this. I should have did that. And la, la. But no, afterwards, so many people came up to me and was like, you know, I really enjoyed what you had to say. But the most impactful thing was this woman who came up to me. She was in her late 70s, I believe, her 70s or late 60s, early 70s. And she came up to me and she whispered it. She put her hand on my shoulders. And I'm looking at this woman who could be my grandmother. She is an elder in my community. And she tells me, I don't love myself. She was like, I don't know how to love myself. And it's because, one, like, many of our ancestors, for, you know, I'm a Black woman, so many of my ancestors did not have the privilege of loving themselves. They lived through times when the world was verbally and physically demonstrating to them that their lives did not matter. It used to be written into the law that a Black person was not a whole human being. So for there to be a struggle with identity and love and relationships and self-love within the Black community is not a surprise. I do believe that healthy relationships start with each individual. Because when we are happy, whole, and complete within ourselves, we can then be happy, whole, and part of a complete relationship with another person. But what happens is so many people are hurting and broken and dealing with traumas that they have not resolved and pains and stories and things that they have internalized. There's hurt people who are hurting other people in the name of love. And that's why so many people are like, fuck love. I don't believe in love. Love isn't real. Love is not for me. I'm just going to be single forever. Because they've been hurt and other people have been hurt. But instead of us putting down the hurt, we continue to hold on to it. And I think that self-love is a really great starting point for healing and resolving the challenges that we face in life. If I was not able to love myself enough to continue existing, I would not be here today. And that's a story that I definitely want to share and speak on more because at the time that I'm recording this, in the past several weeks, many people have taken their own lives. And like, mental health is a real issue, and making sure that you are happy and whole and complete within yourself, regardless of the titles that you hold, regardless of if you're a homeowner or not, regardless of the amount of money in your bank account, regardless if you have a car to drive, like, you have to be happy and whole and complete within yourself because you exist, not because of what you have. And unfortunately, we live in a world, in a society where your value is based on how you look. That's why there are so many people with edges laid, dressed to the nine, in all the labels and all the brands, with all the, you know, the bags and the bankrolls, but they're dying inside. And then we have people, you know, our youth that look up to, you know, these celebrities, and all they're getting is superficial. All they're getting is, you know, low value entertainment versus substance versus giving them the meat and nuggets of what it really takes to thrive and survive. And I think self-love is part of that course. It's part of that meal that we should have been taught. Each and every one of us should have been taught at home and in schools about self-love, because I think that would eliminate bullying. That would eliminate so many problems. But let's start with us. So I'm a mom, right? I have two girls. My oldest is 19. Kayla, Savvy, is almost 7. She'll be 7 in April of 2022. And if I didn't know how to love myself, I could not demonstrate that to my children. Right. So I notice like the things that I say, you know, about myself. Like I want to make sure that I'm like, I love my hair. I love my skin. I love my shape. I love my body. I love my voice. I love my ideas. I love who I am. And I tell this especially to my 7-year-old because she goes to school, you know, and she's like, I don't like my hair. But I'm like, your hair is so beautiful. Your hair is unique and it doesn't have to look like anyone else's hair. Your hair is special because it's yours. So having to refill her cup so that she knows even if other people look different, if their skin is different, if their hair is different, if their clothes are different, that doesn't take away from who you are. You are still special. You are still worthy of loving all of you, even if I'm upset with you. Even if other people are telling you not to be who you are at your core. And that's something that I really have to ingrain in her because Savvy is a very loud child. She has big energy and she takes up space and she's not afraid of her voice or her stature, but the people around her are the adults in her life. So a lot of times people are like, you're loud. You need to be quiet and sit down and stop making noise. And so as a mother, I have to be very mindful that I'm not feeding into that narrative and that I'm allowing her and her voice to take up as much space as it needs, because I don't want her to be an adult that's afraid to use her voice, an adult that's afraid to take up space. It's like, no, that's the opposite of what I want. So even if as an adult, it bothers me that, oh my gosh, I don't have any quiet space. Oh my gosh, she's loud. Other people are going to think, I have to let that go. Those are my issues because I didn't have that privilege as a child. Children today have more personal freedoms than I did when I was a kid, because we couldn't ask questions or have a conversation because that was considered back talk or disrespectful when you're just trying to understand what's happening, right? Children have emotions and thoughts and feelings. And a lot of times, you know, they're not honored. And that's how children grow up into broken adults. And so self-love, right? So as us, as the parents, as the teachers, as the caretakers, as the role models, as the aunties and the uncles and the people involved in little people's lives, we have a duty to teach them, to model self-love to them. Now, let's get back to this course. So I created this because I saw that it was something that was needed. And the thing about this course, so it's broken down into 6 modules. Each module has like 2 lessons inside of it. And it starts with the power of love. And that's kind of what I've been talking about in this episode. You know, we are conditioned to put everything and everyone else before ourselves. And the idea of being stressed, busy, overworked has become normal. It's normal, so much so that if you're not doing something, people call you lazy. That's so bizarre. Like, we're not meant to, you know, we're not robots. We cannot function 25/8. Like, we're not built for that. We need rest. We need care. And we have to create spaces for that for ourselves. Self-love is what helps you carve out that space to tend to your mind, to tend to your body, to tend to your soul, to tend to your money so that you can grow, so that you can evolve. And that's not something that a lot of people know. So I talk about what the concept of self-love is. And I explain why it's important, because it's not something that's taught. We are not usually taught how to love ourselves. And unfortunately, many of us don't even have that modeled in our own home. So we don't know what that looks like. It can come across as, oh, you're being selfish. So then you learn, oh, it's bad to put myself first, or me setting up a boundary is bad. So now you become a doormat. You allow other people to walk over you when you weren't doing anything wrong. You just got the wrong programming around it. I talk about like how to love. We talk about self-love and like self-esteem, value, confidence, your worth, how you feel about yourself. These are all important aspects of loving you. And the thing is, it doesn't stop about at you like feeling good or looking good. It also includes the things that you say and do, the places that you go, the people around you, and how you feel inside, like all of these things. We also dive into how do we learn self-love. I'm pretty sure like you can kind of remember like learning how to read, learning how to ride a bike, learning how to do math, learning how to tie your shoe. But do you remember being taught how to love yourself? A lot of times we're not taught. Sometimes it is modeled to us, but unfortunately, a lot of us grew up in dysfunctional homes, maybe even toxic or abusive homes, and did not get that. So that is why I created this course, because we are not taught how to love. And how to love really starts with loving ourselves. But the beautiful thing about how I modeled it is it's not just about here are ways to love yourself. It's about taking a look in the mirror, getting clear on the parts of you that you don't like, on the parts of you that you hide, and shining a light on them. And then getting to a place where you're able to recognize that you are a goddess no matter what. And really starting to embrace those challenges and bring healing to those different aspects of you and find ways to create new and healthy beliefs that are loving. Inside, we also talk about holistic self-love and why there are different layers of self-love. And I include money in that. That's why I talk a lot about finances and abundance, because that's part of loving yourself. We need money to thrive in this world. Our financial relationship is also a reflection of our love relationships. Money and love resonate on the same energy. They're both abundance. They're both energy. Where we stand financially has a big role in what we're able to do for ourselves, what we're able to do for our communities, for our children, for our families. So we get into that as well. But what really takes the cake is that we put this in action. This isn't just about, oh, okay, I know how to love myself. This is like, no, now that you know how to love yourself, you get to create an actionable self-care plan that helps you manage your life, that helps you really evolve and start going after your dreams. Because what happens is when we don't love ourselves, when you're lacking confidence, when you're lacking belief and hope and faith and worth within you, you start coasting through life. Life just becomes the routine mundane, and you let your passions die. You let your dreams die. So part of this is about reigniting your passion for life, figuring out who you want to be, what you want to do, learning how to plan and create goals that are going to uplift you and elevate you. Self-love is like the juice, the energy, the vibration, the oil that lubricates the wheels of your life, and it keeps things flowing so that no matter what happens to you at your job, no matter what happens to you with a family member, no matter what's going on around you, you know that you are full of love. You know that you are worthy and deserving, and you know how to set boundaries, and you know how to move around, you know, challenges and negative situations in a way that does not devastate you. So this isn't just about learning how to love yourself. It's really about renewing who you are, which is why I called it Renew You, Discover Self-Love. Self-love is powerful and can and will transform you if you allow it, if you allow yourself to really be open to what love is and go beyond the surface level, get down into the root of your challenges, the root of self-sabotage, and remember and reclaim your magnificence. So when you're feeling broken inside, that can lead you to feeling disconnected from yourself, looking for love in the wrong places. You may look in the mirror and not know who is looking back at you. I have been there before. And trust me when I say that you're not alone. But I really wanted to bring something forward to help people reconnect with yourself and really find the love that exists within you. So that's what this course is about. And ironically, creating it in 2016 and not releasing it, like, it just brought up so many different things for me. Like, I remember like creating the outline at work and emailing documents back and forth to myself with different content and different ideas and things I want to teach. The course is complete. The only thing that needed to be done was like me recording the video content. And that's why I chose to do it live, so I can teach you as I'm going through it, as, you know, a live program, because I think that would bring just the most authentic and the deepest level of support. I share the tips and strategies and different processes that I went through myself in order to heal my heart and mind. The things that I'm teaching in Renew You, Discover Self-Love are the things that enabled me to restore love for myself, to regain my focus, and start making choices that allowed me to change my life. It allowed me to pick myself up out of the darkness, out of despair, and create something beautiful. I will say that it was not easy because I had to do it alone, but you don't have to. And that's another reason why I do this work, because I don't want anyone to go through it alone. So this is for the women who are struggling to love themselves because you weren't taught how, because it was beaten out of you or taken from you. This course was created for you to make self-care and self-love a priority in your everyday life, so that you are living the embodiment of love, so that you are shining every single day as your true authentic self with pride and joy and happiness and contentment with who you are. So I just wanted to share some of like the backstory to this course. It's really powerful, and it means so much to me to actually be putting this out there. And I have so many more other things that I'm going to be sharing this year. I'm going to be releasing a course on forgiveness, a course on healing heartbreak, and a few other things this year. So there's lots of beautiful ways that I'm going to be supporting you. If you are ready to renew you and discover self-love, you can head over to spirituallovesanctuary.com and check out the course. You can get on the wait list now or enroll if doors are open, and really start to transform your life with the healing power of love. So thank you again for listening to this episode of the Spiritual Love Podcast. It is always an honor to share my words, my passion, my love with you. Let me know any questions, comments. I'd love to hear from you. You can email podcast@spirituallovesanctuary.com. Until next time, peace.
Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Spiritual Love Podcast. Let me know what you think by leaving a rating and review for me. For show notes and more to help you tune into the frequency of love, head over to spirituallovepodcast.com. Peace.